Audio 2. Statement 1. I remember when I was so rebellious, I never used to wear the clothes my mum set out for me. They were so pretty and girly, but I always chose a hoodie with leggings, and my favourite shoes used to be Crocs, so comfortable to wear. I went off to university, and when I got into my group of friends, I started wearing some nicer, more sociable clothes to go out in, like blouses and cardigans, and I've started wearing wedges now too. In fact, I usually wear wedges on a daily basis to my classes. I prefer them to Crocs, which I never really wear now. Statement 2. I'm from the UK, but I moved to Spain around 5 years ago. I do find the British and the Spanish culture completely different. I had quite a lot of difficulties when I first moved over to Spain, because everything was different and I found it quite difficult to adapt. The biggest difficulty for me was the timetable and working day. In the UK, we're very punctual. If a meeting starts at 9 a.m, that's when it starts. I find they're slightly more relaxed with timing here in Spain. The lunch break is also a lot longer here. My colleagues like to relax at lunch, go out to restaurants, sometimes even have a nap in the afternoon. I've managed to adapt now, but it was really quite difficult when I first moved over. Statement 3. We went out to a restaurant last night and I was really excited. The write-ups were really good. Some friends had recommended it to us and it was always busy when I walked past. We had a reservation and the atmosphere was great, but they really messed up our order and not just the wants. For starter, I ordered tomato soup and my husband ordered tomato and mozzarella, but they brought me potato soup instead. When we complained, they took about 20 minutes to bring out the correct dish, by which time my husband had already finished his starter. For the main course, we both had steak, which was seriously overcooked. Then for dessert, they brought me the lemon cheesecake, even though I ordered a tiramisu. It really wasn't the best service, I have to say, and they wouldn't give us any discount off the bill either. I certainly won't be going back. Statement 4. I recently had a meeting with my personal trainer, who recommended some gym equipment I can buy for my house to train at home when I don't have time to get over to the sports centre. He recommended a gym mat so I can lie comfortably on the floor for my toning exercises, and he also recommended some weights like a kettlebell, a barbell, a weight disc and a medicine ball. Luckily, they're not too expensive, so I think I'll get them. I'd like to get some more cardio equipment, like an exercise bike, or a chest fly machine, or a rowing machine, or a treadmill. So I can do those exercises at home too, but they are quite expensive and take up a lot of space. I'll probably just go to the sports centre for that. Statement 5. I took my kids to the cinema to watch a cartoon the other day. I know the target audience is kids, but I actually really enjoyed it. It was funny, it was cute. There were a few scary moments too. It really had everything and the cinema was great too. I got some sweet popcorn and the kids splashed out on the pick and mix in the snack kiosk. The seats were really comfortable too. You could put your feet up and the chair fell back. We had front row seats too. If there was one thing, it would be the 3D glasses. They were too big for my face, so they kept falling off during the film, which was very annoying. But that was the only thing. Other than that, we had a fantastic time.